B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Al Horford posted a triple-double of 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Celtics beat Miami 110-105. They remain tied with Indiana for fourth place in the East. They're back at it tomorrow night in Miami against the Heat. Red Sox are now 1-4. They lost in Oakland late last night 7-0. David Price gave up four runs in six innings. Chris Sale will face the Athletics tonight. Bruins visit the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and a face-off at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And ESPN is reporting that the Patriots and Michael Bennett have agreed to rework his two-year contract, and it will create $700,000 in cap space for this season. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring is here. Get your car ready at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com to save 15%. I'm John Wallach on Boston Zone for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy is your next in 30 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This show just can't shake the sickness, so everybody's sick. Can't shake it. Today we go without Love.
How you doing?
We soldier on without Jim Love.
How's that ride in?
Hardy's here.
How's that ride in?
He's angry. He's angry.
That's traffic angry. That was a fun one, huh?
Nice to see you. Nice to see you, Hardy.
Sell out
Louth. He's not feeling well.
I hope he feels better. He's watching us. You know,
today I feel we have like two options.
Wait, okay.
Replay touch and Rich.
What do you got?
No. We can either do a show.
Replay yesterday's show.
We can do a show that would make Jim really proud.
Right? I could.
Completely focused. Everything that Jim would like. The type of topics. Type of stories.
Yes.
Type of content.
Right.
That would make Jim say, see, when
sports.
I wasn't there, the mice did not play.
Or we can
do what we want.
Do what we want.
It's so tempting to just do what we want.
Yeah, let's do what we want.
Don't you want to make Jim proud, though?
To a degree.
Don't, because Jim yesterday said on a text before he banged out, texted us, on all of us, T-Bone included, intern number two, and all of us, that tomorrow we need content, boys. We need some content. And we need some mandated fun. Mandatory fun.
Sort of convenient that he bagged out today, huh?
I didn't get that text. Did you get that text?
No, I didn't get the one where it said we need mandated
fun. Yeah,
I didn't see that
we needed content.
No, Zoe's right.
He did?
Thank you. I checked the text. I must have missed that. Thanks, Jim, for texting.
Double check.
That. Sort of convenient that he bagged out today, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a good day.
You know what?
It's a good
that
day
hat made him sick. That hat was so ugly.
You're onto something.
And that hat festered such evil. It made Jim, it absorbed right through Jim's head, his bald head, and made him sick. So.
Sick, man. Can't kick it.
Oh, it's weather.
Yeah,
you know
he
what?
He did need some mandated fun right after the, okay.
And you know what? You weather people again? Getting tired of talking about this 60 stuff coming, 60s coming, 60s coming, right? We've been doing this for what, a week?
What are you
now?
Talking about?
60 degrees. We had a nice day.
What is your issue with the weather guy?
I was inside. I went to the Bruins game Saturday. Nicest day of the week.
Their,
I could do their, nothing outside.
Their forecast the last week has been, they've nailed it.
They don't talk about the wind. They don't talk about wind chill. It was so cold.
Wind chill? There wind is chill. No wind chill right now.
Did you have an outdoor practice
wind
yesterday?
Wind chill. Give me
did
a break.
It feel like it was 40?
Yeah, it was brisk this morning.
Wind was whipping. You see the flag moving like that, and he just...
It was in the forecast.
You know, then I put my heated seat on.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
About that. So during the practice, you sat in the car with the heated seat on, watching through your car window.
Came back, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, okay. During the forecast, he would like to know if he's going to have to turn his heated seat on.
Right.
That's the type of attention to details Zoe wants.
Just be a little more accurate. Do your job.
Do you have a heated steering wheel as well?
Yeah,
just think about, you turn that on.
You know,
as well.
Meteorology is hard. It's not really? As hard as doing what you do.
Hey, let's pick up the phone. Let's call Western New York. Hey, what do you guys got today? Oh, okay, thanks, because we got that tomorrow. Click. There you go.
100% not how it works.
That's how they used to do it. And then they figured out that wasn't right.
Yeah.
That's how they did it once upon a time. News today from Field Yates.
Okay, here we go.
Sources, the Patriots and defensive end Michael Bennett have agreed to a reworked two-year deal with a base value of $16.75 million, including a $4 million signing bonus. Bennett gets guaranteed money and more upside, while the move creates $700,000 in cap space for the team in 2019. The $700,000 in cap space, I guess, is nice, but I don't think that's the motivation behind the deal. The motivation behind this deal, though, is to keep Michael Bennett happy.
This is a massive indicator to me, and I didn't believe this at the time, that they were mentally, we're checking out on the Trey Flowers stuff. We're done with Trey Flowers. We're not going to get in that sweepstakes. And people thought and said that, you know, Bennett replaces him. I think he kind of does now. This is an indicator that they were serious about going and acquiring Michael Bennett, because rarely, never do they take on these type of contracts and just say, you know what, we're going to add money to it. We're going to add guarantee to it. He got a $4 million signing bonus.
Cash.
To do what? To clear 700? You really needed that 700,000 cap space? It's nice you created almost $1 million. But this goes to show you, this guy's going to be an important player for them moving forward. This is what they targeted him, is what this indicates.
So he signed a three-year, $30.5 million contract with the Eagles in 2018. So he was into that deal, and they reworked the final couple of years of this. He said the day before he got traded, he went on Good Morning Football, NFL Network.
Hello, Good Morning Football.
And he said, I actually want a pay raise at this point.
Right.
And so whatever happens, just to know that whatever team I go to, I want to get paid more than I get paid right now.
And he got it. Got it.
And then he got traded to the New England Patriots. And what did we say then? Good luck getting that pay raise.
They never do that.
Good luck. Now you're on a new team. Well, the Patriots today just gave him the raise. So it's reworked base value, $16.75 million. In addition to the $4 million that he gets guaranteed, it boosts the money that he would get, because the base salary as scheduled in those final 2 years was 13.7. So it's an additional $3 million in base salary, $4 million signing bonuses.
That's what they, me as a player and him as a player, that's what you love. When you sign on that dotted line, you get handed a $4 million check. That's huge. That's big to the player.
Cut him a $4 million check today, yesterday, whenever they did that.
He'd be ready to go.
Here you go.
He's got to be a player now.
Here's $4 million for you.
This goes to show you that he is a high priority to them, and he's a big thing that's going to replace what Trey Flowers did for you. And he better be ready to go.
Yeah, this is exactly what it tells me, that they're counting on this guy in a big way.
More so than like an Adrian Claiborne. Like
much
that they targeted
more so
in the offseason. That, you know what I mean? Because you already had Flowers in that. You had some, you know, good, young, consistent guys. You still got Butler in that. You got Wise on the upside. Penelnow's a big kid. I went back and looked at his size. Their front's going to look different. It's going to look a lot different. And maybe they're going to be able to do some different things. And it goes to our discussion, I think, yesterday about, you know, the whole Schiano thing and him leaving. What was he going to be? Was he going to be a gambler? Was he going to roll the dice? Or are you going to be more of a laid-back Patricia-type coach where it's going to be more base stuff and you're going to sit and react and read stuff? I just hope this advances things off of Brian Flores, meaning they're going to continue to try and go after people, because this guy goes to get the quarterback. He's good at it.
Yeah, the other part of this is that because he is one of those guy who goes and gets the quarterback, that he's now in the class of about four players on the team. Brady, McCourty, Gilmore, Maybe Dante Hightower. Remember, no Gronk anymore.
Right.
He's a top four, you know, average payout player on this team now. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a little bit different than what you typically see on this team? I mean, it happened with Gilmore when they signed Gilmore, but I don't think Gilmore had the questions about, you know, locker room presence and attitude and all that stuff that Michael Bennett sort of has. Michael Bennett got traded in Philadelphia after one season. They signed a guy to a $30 million deal, and then after 1 year, they were sick of him after he had been very productive there. He was a good player. So trying to get a player to sort of, you know, fit in, you know, accept the Patriot way, whatever that may include, be a good locker room presence, sort of prove himself to a new group of players and a new group of coaches, whoever those coaches may be.
Yeah.
That sort of goes out the window.
Well, I mean, it's also, too, to your first original point, you're making Michael Bennett happy because you're getting him paid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's step one. You get him in the door. Like, he's coming in a content customer. Now you got to get him going. Now you got to get him up and flying, man. Get him in this defense. Let's go get people. So, yeah, I was kind of shocked to see that they added that guaranteed money. And also in the form of a signing bonus just to create $700,000 in cap space. It's not that they freed up $6 million bucks redoing the deal. Normally when you take these type of deals and you rework them or you go to Gilmore, you save a big chunk of money. $700,000 is not a big chunk of money in that sport.
No, it's not about the cap space. It's about paying the guy and keeping him happy, walking through the door. That's what it is. It also
tells me step one.
Yeah, it also tells me their expectations for the player are very high. Very high.
Kind of blew my doors off.
Higher than what we probably thought they had, you know, in terms of expectations.
That's what I take from this.
This isn't some veteran move. Another, you know, team getting rid of a guy, dumping a player. We're happy to take him.
This isn't Haynesworth. This isn't, you know, Ocho Cinco. This isn't taking a chance on Joey Galloway and see if, you know, player late in his career. This tells me they circled this guy because they were trying to get him last year. You forget that.
This was a guy that they targeted. Mm. And so he did not take a pay cut. He got a pay raise.
He's angry, Elf.
He's a happy man. Happy man.
Look at him over there. He's angry.
It's not in the mold of Adrian Claiborne, who's no longer here. He was cut. In case you forgot about that particular offseason move, he's gone. And so now you've got a team that is investing in Michael Bennett. But do they need to add more up front?
I don't think they need to add more up front. I don't. Because you go back, and I said, I went through, you know, some of the front down guys. You still have Pennell. You know, he's the big body, and he's gonna take over for what Malcolm Brown gave or didn't give you. He actually might be better. He might be a better two-gap player. You know, he may be that three. I'm not going to get details as to what the fronts are and all that.
No, please do.
He drives you crazy.
That would make Jim very proud.
Chair went down.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
there you go.
You
know what's weird? We come in. Sometimes these chairs feel high. Yeah, sometimes they're low. Yeah. Like they mix and match these things. How's yours feel?
Mine's high today.
You want to trade?
Why is yours too low? No, mine's. This is a good height for me.
Good height.
Now that I switched to the low chair, but the highest.
You're adapting nicely.
The highest low chair I can find.
Yes.
So I'm good.
You look nice today.
Thanks.
You got a picture today?
Nah, I got a meeting.
He's got a meeting. He's got a meeting.
Nice.
All right, so let's talk more about Michael Bennett, but also, could they add more? Should they add more? And a email of the day from a listener that has requested that we hit on a specific topic as it relates to free agents that are remaining in the NFL. I say, why not, so?
All right.
That'll make Jim proud.
Sure.
All right, we'll do it next.
Jim.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
720 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Zoe's great at doing like mashups where he sings the lyrics to a different song and plays another song. It's good. We got an email here from Chris O'Shea. Ready for Christopher's email?
Well,
email of the day.
Come on, Tom.
Email of the day.
Email of the day.
Plus, he sucks up to us in this email.
20 minutes like in, T-Bone hasn't blown it.
Like you wouldn't believe. He's sucking up to us. He said, hey, boys, love hearing you guys talk NFL, specifically Patriots. You guys are the best at it that I've heard. Maybe you haven't heard all the shows out there. He says, there's some notable free agents still unsigned. Was hoping you might hit on it today. I listed them for you below. I said, oh, that's convenient.
This is
all right. We can address this.
Sure can.
He said, thanks, boys. Keep doing what you do.
Wow.
I think he's looking for a yay or nay on these potential options.
Who
for
is this person?
Chris O'Shea.
Nice.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, good Irish kid.
Now he's a friend of the show.
He is now.
He is now. Here's the list. Ready? Ndamukong Suh. I'm waiting for Zoe's reaction on this.
I like that.
You like that? You've always
you don't
liked,
have the money for it.
You've always liked Ndamukong Suh.
I've always been.
But remember this. It's
a dirtbag.
It's April, so prices come down in April a little bit.
That's
a little
right.
bit.
The
not long,
the
not
longer
a ton,
you sit
but,
out there, and this is perfect, right? Everybody's made their moves. And this is where everyone's like, yeah, don't panic. You know what? New England's going to get players A, B, C, and D. So you got the Bennett deal done. Watch him go and get this guy. Make a draft day trade for some receiver. Keep going here. I like Sue, though.
Okay.
Love him as a player.
You'd love that.
I think he's a dirtbag. But, you know, dirty player.
Ziggy Ansah, former teammate of Ndamukong
Suh. I like that, too. I like them both.
I like both of those players. It's really about money for those guys.
Yeah.
It's not about do you like the player. Yeah, of course. Love
you
the
believe
player.
They were together in Detroit? Amazing.
They were.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, Detroit.
Although, for how long?
It wasn't long. Because Sue ended up getting that big deal.
To Miami.
Yeah, to Miami. That worked out well there.
Zach Brown.
Oh, love it. Love his new album. He's an okay linebacker. He's good. I mean, he's a kid from formerly from Buffalo, right?
Yeah. Jamie Collins. Yes, that Jamie Collins.
No.
Writes.
I'd say no. Nope.
Negative on Jamie Collins.
He's been away too long, if that makes sense. Remember, now, you say, well, Patriots don't do that. Yeah, they did with Patrick Chung. Patrick Chung went away and came back. I think Patrick Chung was misused here.
But Patrick Chung was a free agent when he left. They didn't trade him away.
Right, but you could have, if you love Patrick Chung, you could have paid, you know, that, coming off the Super Bowl.
They like Patrick Chung.
They love Patrick Chung.
Corey Leggett from San Diego, excuse me, L.A., the San Diego Chargers of L.A. He's been in the league a while. He's a former first-rounder,
yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's coming off injury. I think he had an ACL thing.
It's a good list by this O'Shea kid.
Yeah, I like this kid.
Yeah.
He could be a good intern.
Because, you know, it's
assuming
not
he has a .edu address, so I assume he's a
student.
He's a college student. He
listens to us?
He might be the professor. I don't know.
Ooh.
Imagine if he is, spending his time emailing us.
Maybe he works at the food place there at the campus. You never know. Could be the lunch guy.
Right. Could be the dean. I have no idea what
Wouldn't
his
that
role
be something?
Is. I have no idea.
Imagine if he did the theory of coaching 101.
Corey Leggett's 29 years old. What was his injury last year?
It was knee, wasn't it?
I think it was a knee thing. He had an option that the team declined last month. Yeah, it was a knee injury, right knee injury that he suffered last year. Mm. Not sure the extent of the damage to his knee, but that's how he's he was out for the season last year. A decent player. Like, that's the type of name, though, that you'd expect the Patriots to go pick up. Because that's sort of shopping in the bargain bin.
And it's
with a guy who's a veteran, knows how to play, he's approaching 30 years old. That's like the Adrian Claiborne type of move.
Yeah, and it's like Claiborne. You played against Claiborne. This is so classic Patriots, too. If you had a team in for joint practices, usually, like, fall in love with a guy on another team. And about 2 years from there, you're going to end up getting that player. Patriots are always doing that, you know, where, okay, we saw something in practice where this guy stood out, or playing against this guy, we remember how good he was, and then you show some interest in the player. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, let me just make sure, what else we have for Eric Berry?
No.
Yeah, I'm a no on that.
You got
enough
safeties, my God.
I'm a no on that. That's not a need, and his play has started to decline.
Right.
So I'm a no on if that. If any safety you're going to be in on was going to be Earl Thomas, but based on his bat bleep crazy contract, you were out on that player. $16 million a year for that guy.
A lot of cash.
We laughed at that. I remember you and I laughed at that.
Okay, now, offensive guys. Michael Crabtree.
He's a good player. I like him. I think he competes, runs good routes, plays a little edge.
He's okay.
He's okay. But I mean,
I'd rather they aim higher.
I'd take him.
I'd rather they aim higher than Michael Crabtree, not through free agency, but through a trade.
You don't want to be resorted to having to sign Michael Crabtree. But I would take Crabtree over like Jordy Nelson back when Nelson was still available and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would.
And all those guys. His name kept coming up to me as far as one of the guys on that list that, okay, I'd rather have Crabtree than those other guys.
How about Kelvin Benjamin, who is on this list? Still a free agent. Coming off that year that he just had in Kansas
Imagine
City.
Imagine him and Josh Gordon in the same receiving room.
This one, I know Kelvin Benjamin is bounced around.
He seems lazy.
He's I don't know, he's pissed.
Do you have talent? Can you play?
Yes, yeah. he does.
Yeah, that's the tease. And those guys get chances. Chance after chance after chance.
I know, especially when you've got size.
6 foot six. I mean, come on. He's 6'5", 6'6",
I mean,
right?
He really didn't do a lot last year.
He didn't do anything.
He hasn't.
Remember the upside when he was at Carolina and you thought him and Funchess and
He had 73 catches his rookie year. This was his rookie year in 2014.
I'm looking at it right now.
73 catches.
Freak show.
1,008 yards, 9 touchdowns. That was his rookie year.
I remember
Then he got hurt. He missed a year.
Yeah.
Came back and still had a productive year. 63 catches. 941 yards, 7 touchdowns. That was 2016. That's not that long ago.
Yeah. I'll never forget standing and doing a preseason game down there in Carolina, and Cam Newton and he came out for warmups prior to even putting the pads on, just throwing the ball around. And to stand next to those guys and say, I can't believe these guys are skill players. Only them and the Bears, when Bennett was with the Bears, and the Bears played here, and Jeffrey was the other receiver. To see these guys come out at 6'5", 6'6", and Brandon Marshall was the other receiver. Like, this is amazing. Why can't Tom Brady have these type of guys to throw to? You know, maybe this that type of year where you get a Gordon Nettleman, and who knows? Maybe you take a flyer on a Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
On that list.
Last year between the Bills and Chiefs, he had 25 catches.
It's not a lot. Yeah, not a lot.
15 games.
They didn't do anything with the Chiefs.
Little to nothing there.
2 catches in 3 games.
Yeah. I would look at him. I would consider it. The talent is there.
Who's your coach?
Does he have the motivation?
Who's receiver's coach?
I don't know yet. We'll figure that out later. Nice. Figure that out later.
Get some receiver. Why get a receiver? You don't have a receiver's
You got anybody
coach.
That you know that you played with that might be looking for a job, Zoe? Any
Sean Jefferson, maybe.
What's his title? He was in Miami, right?
Yeah, so he's out of a job. Coach.
Is he out of a job now or do they keep him?
Not sure.
I don't know. Titans. Train the Titans.
Titans. He's in Tennessee. Damn it.
Why did I think he was in Miami?
He was with Miami at one time.
Was he?
Yeah, and I think Jerome Henderson popped around.
Oh, yeah, he was. 2016 and 2018, he was with the Dolphins. Then he went to the – I'm looking at his – he was with the Titans 13, 14, 15. Dolphins 16, 17, 18. Last year, he's with the Jets where he still is. So he's with the Jets now. That's where your guy, Sean Jefferson, is.
Miserable. Oh.
Who?
Jets.
Oh, the Jets. I thought you were about to tell me that Sean Jefferson is miserable.
It's terrible.
Terrence Williams. Dontrell Inman's on this list. Chris Hogan is on this list. That's what we got left for receivers here on this list. None of the receivers really excite me.
Hogan's coming back. Get ready, boys.
No, how do you know that?
He's still out there. And he, like you said, the money drops. He probably thought, you know, man, he's going to get paid. Probably not going to get paid. Come on back. You know the offense. It's a good fourth.
That doesn't mean anything to me when it's Chris Hogan.
Well, it's a good fourth.
Like, great, he knows the offense. Hey. What does that mean?
I know you're not that. No, nobody's the biggest Hogan guy, but the guy has been here and he gets it.
He loves it. Biggest Hogan. It's easy.
What you going to do, brother? That's easy. You'd rather me do that one?
And the other one on the list is Steve Gostkowski. Why hasn't the team re-signed him yet? What's the holdup there? Hmm.
I don't know.
They've got the cap space now, right?
Sure.
Don't they want their kicker?
I think they do. I think the kicker wants to stay.
So they want their kicker. The kicker wants them. What's the holdup?
Well, could be the guaranteed money. Could be the year. Could be a two-year deal or a three-year deal. I think it's a two-year.
Is it progressing? I mean, the way we read into Tommy Curran's story last week was that things were going well.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything else.
Okay.
Haven't heard anything otherwise.
So we should expect.
I concur with that. I would expect.
We should expect him to be back.
Yes.
It's just not done yet. The same way we expect Tom Brady to sign a contract extension at some point. It just hasn't been done yet.
Uh-huh.
Sort of some lingering things.
Maybe they should trade him to Arizona for picks and Rosen.
Who suggested that yesterday?
Some guy. And then Breer tweeted, well, I never thought about that that way. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. It's not funny.
Some dude is what you're saying.
Forget the guy's name. He's an NFL guy.
It was Andrew Pelissero. Andrew Callahan, wasn't it?
Andrew Callahan.
Oh, okay. All right. 617-779-0985. I would say we're more, there's more no's on this list than yes's for us. More no's than yes's.
There are some big, interesting yes's on it, though.
Yes, if you want to, you know, fry a big fish.
I think you're a Patriots fan and you get Ndamukong Suh and Kelvin Benjamin to walk through that door and re-sign Benny, say, okay, Patriots are starting to do something. Right?
I like your openness to Ndamukong Suh. I think it'd be interesting.
Oh, I'd love to have him here. I just never thought they'd make the money work.
I'd rather him be on this team than any other.
Seems like
that's how I feel.
He seems like one
because
of those mercenaries.
He is insane.
Yeah, he is, but the Patriots don't have that much of a problem
with him.
He's
so strong.
They've never had that much of a
you
problem.
Know what?
They said it, but
I feel like there were some games when he was in Miami that they were concerned with.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, concerned, but. He was. I don't feel like he was ever a game changer playing against the Patriots. Now, having said that, I'd rather have him on this team than somewhere else, but not because I'd be afraid of going up against him. For whatever reason, the Patriots never had the issues that other teams did dealing with Ndamukong Suh.
We just always dismiss it. Like we don't even mention Sue. This emailer gets good credit here. It's O'Shea.
It's O'Shea, fella.
He's made us talk about this, and now I think you know what. I don't think it's that crazy.
What if they did go after Ndamukong Suh?
I know they like him.
What would you say? What is better? I mean, in a one-year snapshot, Ndamukong Suh and Michael Bennett or Trey Flowers, two versus one. We'll discuss it when we come back.
And I got something from Super Bowl week that Coach told me when we were doing some of the breakdowns regarding Suh.
Okay, and a little secret from the coach on Suh.
This O'Shea kid's got me thinking.
O'Shea! Way to go, kid.
Hire this kid. Get him in here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, here's what I would say about the addition of Ndamukong Suh to the Patriots, which we're now wishing for, thanks to O'Shea. That would be better, Michael Bennett and Ndamukong Suh, than having just Trey Flowers.
You can call your defense. You know how they have like 52 stack.
Yeah, I'm just saying it would be better.
4-3 or 3-4, just call it crazy front.
That would be an upgrade. That would be an upgrade.
That's your personnel grouping.
That'd be
crazy.
An upgrade.
Bat bleep crazy.
Do you know what could also drive down the price of Suh? The fact that it is a defensive-heavy draft. And teams might say, you know what? We're going to pass on a guy like Ndamukong Suh. We're going to go into the draft and address the need. And the Patriots might be doing that exact same thing.
Yeah.
But if it drives down the price, given where the Patriots are sort of in their timeline, in their...
But that's in it. Like, if you're in it to win it now...
Yeah, which the Patriots are.
Right.
Right?
That's why the Rams got him.
Yes.
In it to win it now.
Take a swing.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for it now.
So I go back to the week prior to the Super Bowl, and sitting down with Bill over at Team Hotel getting ready to do All Access. And we do, you know, the 10 plays. And the whole talk that week was Aaron Donald.
Yes.
Right? 99 yep. Defensive Player of the Year. And Sue was playing really well. He had a really good playoff run. And I remember sitting there diagramming stuff with Coach, and he brings the plays in, and we're going over the Bellustrator. And I said, Coach, get your hands full there, number 99. He goes, yeah, 99's really, really good player. He goes, I'll tell you what, 93 is unblockable right now. He goes, watch this. And, you know, we watch this, and, you know, he gets double teamed right through it, gets the quarterback, kills the quarterback, ball comes out. And this happened, like, play after play after play. And then I came out of that meeting saying, Jesus, they're not going to be able to, from a running game standpoint, get leverage. And we talked about this the whole week out there. Where you line up, put your hand down, you're going to get leverage, get up under pad, drive this guy back. You have to get him coming up field, and you bring somebody from the blinds, and you're trapping him. And that's what they did the whole game. That's what they did with Cannon. That's what they did with Mason. They'd bring him, and they'd pin him. Now, granted, you didn't push him out of the way or anything. But, boy, all you had to do was wall him off, and psh, that's when Michelle and Burkhead would slide up inside, and then he's not going to chase it down. They'd allow him to come upfield, and they'd trap him instead of just trying to fire off the ball and, you know, trying to block a brick wall. But I think at that time, for that week, as good a player Donald is, and you move him around, I think Bill's more impressed with Sue. And he's had a history of playing against him, too, don't get me wrong. That's a nasty front. If you're able to get him and Bennett, and you can move Wise around. That opens up Wise for some one-on-ones. You know, like Ninkovich was real creative on the backside, because everybody would forget about Rob Ninkovich, because you'd look at the Patriots front. Oh, and there's little number 50 over there, little white guy. We won't block him. We'll leave him one-on-one. And he would just manhandle people because of the lack of respect from the backside on one-on-ones. He became one hell of a player. Ninkovich knew his role, knew how to play it well. Like, you could move Wise around with his size. You know, and Bentley now, a little speed in the middle. It gives you something in your front, man. Your secondary is as solid as it gets. If you think you could, as good as Trey Flowers is and was here, he's a damn good player, great player. Any way your front becomes more, I don't say active and nasty. Like, you got a chance to have a nasty front if you bring this guy in. I'm not saying if you don't bring him in, you still have Bennett and these other guys, but you put he and Bennett down as one of your four, it gives a handful for an offensive line, man, if they're amped up and ready to go. I like this O'Shea kid.
Again, Chris O'Shea, the emailer of the day.
How about that?
Yeah, just basically going down the list of available free agents that are left in the NFL.
Like, from a Patriots fan standpoint.
At the top of that list is Dominic and Sue.
Because you think they've done nothing. The drama of the offseason, all these coaches departing, your defensive coordinator backs out, everybody leaves. Then you lose Trey Flowers. Gronkowski retires. You haven't signed. You lost out on all these receivers. You get this guy still done, and then you bring Sue in. That gets you, going again. That gets your offseason going.
Hello. Hi. Yeah. Days like this, we should encourage more
crazy,
more emails of the day like this. You know, you have something you think we haven't touched on, or we haven't given it,
just ignored it,
enough attention.
Completely, we haven't talked about Ndamukong Suh enough.
That's right. So, and you call us out, you get emailed.
Like, you've seen the Chargers and you know be linked to him. You've seen the Seahawks be linked to him. Yep. He hasn't signed anywhere yet.
You know what? And based on, you know, the past and the history, this guy's like a mercenary. He always goes where the money is. And he should. He's a damn good player. But at some point, you know, after you're on your third, fourth team, this is usually where, like, New England comes in. And we just completely ignore it. Because you hear Ndamukong Suh, yeah, it's not the type of player they go get.
Ndamukong Suh,
we dismiss it.
Played on a 1-year, $14 million contract last year.
Okay, do you think Trey Flowers is worth $14 million?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess he's worth $14 million then too, right?
I think
if
so.
He's right. If he plays the way he did at the end of the year. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, let me say probably.
Probably even more devastating because of the size. A little more impactful because of the size. Handful.
Yeah.
Like, you don't look at Trey Flowers and say, hey, we need to double this guy.
But the problem is that you can't really sign him to a $14 million one-year deal
right
now.
We know that.
You've got to be creative with this. It would have to be for more than a year.
Well, he just gave Michael Bennett more money, too.
Shift some things around.
They could do it if they wanted to do it. They could do it. Interesting, though.
Free up a little bit more space with a Brady extension, possibly. Right? There might be some major things that need to happen.
Yeah. Oh.
in order to make this possible.
Get Brady's number down, huh, buddy?
But let's see what that number is. Let's see what that Sue number is, and if the Patriots could potentially jump into the mix on Ndamukong Suh.
Look at this crew in here, like an engineer's convention.
Oh man, well, what is happening?
NBC
back
Sports.
There?
Yeah, look
throw
at
that
this.
On TV.
Look at that. There's the brains of the operation.
You got to pan to the right. You can see there's even more people in there, left and right.
Good God,
the whole crew is here.
Yeah,
six. How many people are in the room?
I don't know.
Six people
you
back there.
Get a closer look at
Five.
There's Dennis with all his strange eating habits. Do you know that I went to...
Here you go again. You're going to bring that up again? You brought that up last week.
Real quick, because I know we're up against it. But Dennis is one of... Dennis right there to the right.
Up against it.
The weirdo that eats like the well-done burger with nothing on it. Don't put a thing on it. He wants it plain. Went to that Star Market here last week.
Yeah.
I see Dennis running. Goes all the way in the back to buy a single muffin. Parked his car, got out, walked. Instead of just hit and dunk or something, goes to Star Market to go in the back to get one of those wax pieces of paper to grab a single muffin. And then walks out.
That's what he was looking for. I don't see the issue.
There's so many other places to conveniently get that single muffin. I'm just saying.
I don't know. On the way here, depending on which way you
get here.
Where
you're coming from?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
That might be the most convenient.
It's true.
617-779-0985. Ndamukong Suh to the Patriots. We'd like to see it.
I like that name.
We would like to see it. So we will continue on that topic. We do want to touch on the Red Sox as well. David Price took them on last night. And we'll talk about it next with Zoe's reaction to David Price's first start of the year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mighty drive left center. Jackie Bradley racing back to the wall, leaping, it's gone. On review, he sucks this one to center. Jackie Bradley's back, turning around. Fly ball, left center field deep, racing back Benintendi, turning, and that ball gets out of here.
Pretty good for the most part. You know, I made a couple mistakes, and, you know, they made me pay for them. But if I don't have that two out walk there in the sixth inning, you know, it could be different. So just keep making pitches.
Red Sox now 1-4. 1-4 on the year. How do you feel about that? I'm still not concerned.
Not yet.
I'm almost there, though. Not concerned.
I mean, because the Yankees are slow out of the gate. Everybody's slow out of the gate.
This road trip sucks, right? Man. They could easily be.
That's an ugly road trip.
And probably should be 0-5.
Yeah. Yeah, Cora said it. Lucky to win the one we won.
Yep, they are.
Okay, so you didn't score any runs last night. Yeah, he had a couple bad pitches, gave it up. I mean, they're giving up the long ball. Like, we need to rephrase our meat launcher contest and do the who's going to hit the
five games we've gotten in wrong. Yes.
Yeah, but he almost got through seven innings. Like, he almost got to seven innings.
So I look at last night and I say, okay, you wouldn't have won if David Price gave up a run. Red Sox could shut out 7-0. David Price was the best of the bunch in the starting rotation at this point.
7-0, and David Price gives you the best start of the year.
Yeah, it's the best start so far.
Startling.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not coming in here.
I'm not wrong. No, I'm not wrong.
No, you're completely right.
I think you looked, even if you just look at it statistically.
Porcello can't get to the third inning.
The home run is clearly a problem for this team and for the starting pitching staff. They have just been lit up. But he was better than Sale. He was better than Eovaldi. Better than Erod, better than Porcello. He's the best guy so far. In fact, despite being shut out 7-0 last night, the Red Sox are trending up at nearly 0-5, 1-4 officially.
You could say that was an important start for that pitcher, Manning Price. You know, not that he's going to stop the bleeding, but okay, somebody's got to go deep. You know, you just can't keep going out there for two innings. You know, he did all right. No run support whatsoever. Zero. And that's a scary thing because the other games, at least they fought to get back in it. You could just see that they didn't quit. They had nothing yesterday.
I mean, he made a couple of bad pitches. He paid for them. Gives up home runs, but he still struck out 9 guys last night.
I'm not worried about David Price.
I'm not. I mean, honestly, I look at the start and say, okay, that wasn't terrible. Yeah. That was a good start. Not terrible. Could be worse.
The 3 home runs, not great.
Could be worse. It could be. Trending up the 1-4 Red Sox.
What's worse, him or Sale?
Oh, Sale.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Not even close. Not even close. That's what you're doing, comparing it now.
Yes.
So let's get through another rotation.
Degrees of suck.
See what happens.
With the Red Sox starting rotation. Alan in California has been hanging on to talk Sox. Hey, hi, Alan.
Hey, morning, guys. You guys covered the Sox, so I'm going to ask Zoe a question. Do you think Bill Belichick has changed his focus to the draft? It just looks like he's moved on from free agency. Have a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's part of the timeline. Yeah, it's draft time now. It's workouts. You're hitting the road. You're scouting. You're doing private workouts with kids. Yeah. But he hasn't slept. Phone's always on. If he has to make a deal, he'll do it at 2 in the morning. When was Randy Moss still when he heard about it? Wasn't it like 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning? Like, that's when his stuff gets done. Yeah, he's not closed for business, free agent-wise. But he's ready for the draft.
Update from O'Shea, by the way. It's an old email address. He's not in school anymore, so we can't get him as an intern.
Oh, he's a big boy.
He's 30 years old with a real big boy job.
Yeah, he's a nice.
And he tries to listen as much as he can when he's at work.
That's good. We like those types.
Working hard.
Yep, hit that app.
It's too bad. He missed his calling.
Yeah,
he
should have been in sports.
Could have been here with us.
Right.
Right now.
Could be sitting right here.
Middle seat for O'Shea. Yeah,
why do we have Shaughnessy in?
Put have O'Shea in for 2 hours a week.
Yeah.
Good topic development there.
Excellent.
Right? Yes, that's really disappointing. Really is. He could replace T-Bone. Get him in here. T-Bone was about to talk. What were you going to say?
Said Shaughnessy and O'Shea sounds like a bar fight.
It does. It does.
It's offensive, Tom. How dare you?
It's all right. I'm half Irish. I
Or a...
that's how you cover that. Just half Irish.
Or defense attorneys.
Just the good half.
Or defense attorneys.
Just the good half.
Karen tells me you're half Irish. Just the good half.
Karen. Where's the stuff?
By the way, we also have an email from Kevin O'Hara, also a part of the bar fight. O'Hara, Shaughnessy, and O'Shea. Kevin O'Hara says, seems to me that there's a name missing on O'Shea's list.
Oh.
Austin Seferian Jenkins, the only tight end left as a free agent. Maybe worth taking a look at. Haven't heard any news on him. I haven't either. He's out there. He's
haven't
still a free agent.
Either. Yeah, I mean, decent player. I think if they're going tight end, I think it's draft. I think they're drafting high. I think they're picking a tight end high.
Which means they'd be more likely to add to the defense through free agency, like Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah. Right.
We're just going to keep pushing that Ndamukong
email and email cross
storyline until he gets signed.
People try to jump on the email train.
That's what we're going to keep doing. Another one from Ryan Brennan. Put him in the fight, too. He says, Beatles, Zoe, Hardy, what's cooking, guys? O'Shea got me thinking. Heck of an email by him. So this one's not emailer on emailer crime. This is very complimentary of O'Shea's email. Other than the Raiders signing every free agent under the sun, the thing that has seemed to go overlooked is that it appears they are clearly moving on from Derek Carr.
Hmm.
Do we know that yet?
No.
I don't think we know that for sure yet.
No, I think this could be a Gruden game that he's playing too, like with the delay yesterday, keeping him on the whiteboard for over an hour and a half.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. This is jockeying.
He could be playing the mental games with Carr too, right?
Oh yeah.
Could be doing that. We'll see. We'll see how this plays out, but I think it bears watching. He says, now I know his contract is massive, but given the Raiders' moves and their willingness to just part with guys, Khalil Mack, as he writes, is it wild to think the Patriots make a run at him? Maybe not this year, but given that Gruden is setting meetings with Murray and Haskins, why can't the Pats go and possibly nab him after this season? Possibly? Maybe? Thanks for making the workdays tolerable. Derek Carr is the next Patriots quarterback. Yay or nay?
No. No.
Zoe does not like Derek Carr.
Nope, nope, nope. I you know what? I think it's a little sissy to him.
Is that because of the crying thing?
Just I don't know. It just seems like that. There's something that's not right there. Kick and throw.
But it just seems like he's breakable, and I'm not going to say I question the kid's toughness because I don't watch him play every week. But something doesn't seem like it's kosher out there. I don't know.
Will Brinson was on with TNR a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Or was it yesterday? And he suggested the future quarterback could be Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston for the Patriots.
I'd be more interested in Winston than I would Mariota.
Oh, yuck.
Give me the non-robot every time.
Okay, let me put it this way. Out of those three, I would take Derek Carr first.
I'd take Carr.
Let's do it that way.
Yes.
I want nothing to do with Jameis Winston.
You phrased it as being the next guy. And if you're interested in either of those two, I'd rather have Winston than
Mariota. I want nothing to do with Winston. I want nothing to do with Mariota. But I know where, like Will Brinson says, oh, Mariota could be it. I mean, is that a reach?
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels has liked Mariota a lot coming out of school. Yeah. I don't know how he feels about him now.
Right.
He liked him a lot coming out of school. That's now years ago.
You know who I want the next guy to take the helm after Tom Brady? The guy that got run out of town by Ryan freaking Tannehill. That's who I want. That team went outside Tannehill. Why? Because their quarterback can't make it through an entire season, and he gets knocked around a little bit. I don't want that guy. I'd rather have, like, Josh Rosen over that, and let's roll with that and try and build something. You know what you're getting with Mariota. I don't know what we're getting with Rosen. And I'm not a Rosen guy. But of that mix, I'd take Derek Carr.
Some follow-up thoughts coming up in 90 seconds on the contract extension for Xander Bogaerts. So Jeff Passan suggests that baseball's free agent problem has been fixed. It's now a thing of the past. We'll explain for you coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.